ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto, chapter 57, entitled Satrajit Murdered, the Jewel Return. Text number 38 and 39. Tathapi durdharastvanyair त्वय्यास्ताम् सुव्रते मणिः किन्तु माम् अग्रजः सम्यम् न प्रत्येति मणिम् प्रति। दर्शयस्व महाभाग। ओके, दिस् इस् नाट् देयर्। दर्शयस्व महाभाग बन्धूनाम् शांतमावह अन्युच्छिन्न मखास्तेद्य वर्तन्ते रुक्मवेदय। तथापि दुर्धरस्त्वन्यै त्वयास्ताम् सुव्रते मणिः किन्तु माम् अग्रजः सम्यन् न प्रत्येति मणिं प्रति। तथापि दुर्धरस्त्वन्यै त्वय्यास्ताम् सुव्रते मणिः किन्तु माम् अग्रजः सम्यम् न प्रत्येति मणिं प्रति। तथापि दुर्धरस्त्वन्यै भयास्ताम् सुव्रते मणिः किन्तु माम् अग्रजसंज्ञा न प्रत्येति मणिं प्रति। तथापि नेवर्देलेस् दुर्धरः इम्पॉसिबल् टु होल्ड् आन् टु तु बट् अन्यैः बै अदर्स् त्वयि with you आस्ताम should remain. So Vrate, O trustworthy keeper of vows, Manihi, the jewel, Kintu, only, Mam, me, Agrajaha, my elder brother, Samyak, completely, Na Pratyeti, does not believe, Manim Prati, concerning the jewel, Darshayasva, please show it, Mahabhaga, O most fortunate one, Bandhunam, to my relatives, Shantim, peace, Avaha, bring, Avyuchinnaha, uninterrupted, Makhaha, sacrifices, Te, your, Adya, now, Vartate, are going on, Rukma, of gold, Vedayaha, whose altars. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Nevertheless, the jewel should remain in your care, O trustworthy Akrura, because no one else can keep it safely. But please show the jewel just once, since my elder brother does not fully believe what I have told him about it. In this way, O most fortunate one, you will pacify my relatives. Everyone knows you have the jewel, for you are now continually performing sacrifices on altars of gold. Purport. Although technically Satyabhama's sons had a right to the jewel, Lord Krishna decided to leave the jewel in the care of Akrura, who was using the jewel's wealth to continually perform religious sacrifices. Indeed, Akrura's ability to perform such rituals on altars of gold was an indication of the jewel's potency. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivahasadhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nevertheless, the jewel should remain in your care, O trustworthy Akrura, because no one else can keep it safely. But please show the jewel just once, since my elder brother does not fully believe what I have told him about it. In this way, O most fortunate one, you will pacify my relatives. Everyone knows you have the jewel, for you are now continually performing sacrifices on altars of gold. Hare Krishna. In this verse, continuing from the previous verses, Krishna is seeing how, since the time this jewel has arrived in Dwarka, it has been the cause of so much of misunderstanding, confusion, ill feeling, hatred, conspiracy, violence, and now that he is seeing that this jewel is in the hands of a trustworthy person, therefore he says, better that you keep it. So the word used here to refer to Akrura is Suvrata. Su means good and Vrata means vow. So there are many people who take vows, who vow not to change. Duryodhan never changed till the last breath. Kamsa never changed till the last breath. So they are also Dridhavrata, but in a perverted way. And then there are others in the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes the Duratma and the Mahatma. Moghasha, Moghukarmano, Moghujnana, Vichetasaha, Rakshasi, Masurim, Chaiva, Prakriti, Mohinim, Shita. So there are one kind of people who are determined to just not change. Moghasha, even though they see all their hopes getting baffled, Moghakarmano, all their endeavors are just collapsing right in front of their eyes. It has never happened in the past. It's not happening right in front of them too. Still they have hope. Asha. Moghasha, Moghakarma, Moghajnana. And all their knowledge is proving to be futile. But they are fixed up in their vow to stick to what their belief is. Prakriti Mohinim Shritaha. They are actually covered by the external energy of the Lord. And then Krishna immediately tells the next kind of people, Mahatmanastumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashritaha Bhajanti Ananya Manasu Yatva Bhutadimabhyam Satatam Kirtayantu Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrataha. So these great souls, Daivim Prakritima, they are also taking shelter of the internal energy of the Lord. And Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, they are also very focused. They are also determined. Bhajanti Ananya, Anya. Their focus does not shift to anything else. Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. Because they know exactly who the Lord is, and they know who they are in essence, in truth, and therefore they are fixed up. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. They know He the Supreme Lord, we are His eternal part and parcel. They are fixed in the truth, and therefore Ananya Manasu. And as a result of their conviction, Satadam Kirtayantoma. In anything that they do, through their mind, through their body, through their words, through their facilities, manasa, deho, geho, jokichu mor, or pilu tuapade nanda kisho. They are using it to water the root of the tree, because they know if the root is watered, every part of the tree will be nourished. So, bhajan, satadam kirtayantumam. And even sometimes there seems to be apparent failures. Yatantascha dridhavrataha. Their endeavor, they are fixed up. Even though there is calamities, even though there are confusion, misunderstanding, so many things go on due to the nature of this material world. But they are dridhavrata. They are very fixed in their vow. That is Subrata. In fact, this is a very popular name in Bengal. Subrato. Because they pronounce as B. Subrato Banerjee. Subrato. Subrato is a very typical name. So Subrata. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Diti refers to the Lord as Subrata. My Lord, you are determined. Sakradeva prapadno yastavasmi iti chayatate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami tad vratam mama. It is the Lord's vow. Anyone who surrenders to me, I shall take full care of him. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. So therefore, Diti addresses the Lord as Subrata. Vidura addresses Maitreya as Subrata. Yudhishthir Maharaj addresses Narada Muni as Subrata. And the Lord addresses Dhruva Maharaj as Subrata. And interestingly, in all of this, the translation is slightly different. Subrata means, O gentle one. Sometimes Subrata means one who is fixed on spiritual progress. That is Subrata. But in essence, the essence is his Vrata is not only beneficial to him, but it's beneficial to everyone. That is Subrata. Now, what does it take to be determined? It is said the nature of the intelligence, the function of intelligence is discrimination and determination. So, the first part of intelligence is to discriminate the right from the wrong, the pious from the impious, the beneficial from the harmful, to discriminate. And after discriminating, to stick on to what is beneficial is determination. And the greatest obstacle to developing determination that is beneficial to oneself and to others is a restless mind and uncontrolled senses. One cannot trust. It is described here, this is translated as Subrati. So here Subrata is translated as, O trustworthy keeper of vows. So, how do people become trustworthy? If you do some introspection in your own heart, maybe we can take a minute out, do this exercise. Go within the core of your heart and find out who are the people or what are the things you trust. And then, second part of the exercise could be, how did you develop that trust? In an object, in some system, in a person, in some laws, whatever. How did we develop trust? Anyone would like to respond? Yeah. Consistency of a person in doing that act again and again. Predictability. So you can trust something that is predictable. Sometimes it can be unpredictable. But still, whenever an individual or a system or whatever has acted apparently unpredictably, in the long run when we see, the outcome is predictable. That it has always been for the benefit of not only that person but for everyone. Then, even though apparently for some time we may see some unpredictable thing, unpredictable because we have not understood the law completely. We have not understood the whole system completely. We have our own conception of how everything, everyone, every situation should come according to our understanding of the truth. So, therefore, but if we somehow remain faithful, we see in the long run, apparently some things don't make sense, but still in the long run, we can trust. So that is one thing. Predictability. Anything else? How have we developed that trust? Huh? Competence. You go to a doctor and trust. You trust. When you trust someone, then you can give something valuable to that person. For safekeeping. Sometimes you have to find out, you know, whether the doctor is trustworthy, because you're going to entrust your heart with heart surgery, especially. Find out 10 times, you know, how many patients have visited him and how many have come back safely. So then you can entrust something valuable. So, competency. How competent. You know, you buy some cheap product and just when you need the most, it collapses. Next time you lose faith in that product, that company. This company model. You know, when it is really needed, when its optimum functioning is required, it collapses. Then you lose trust in that company. So competency of a person, of an object. So that is second thing. Competency, predictability. What else? Yes, Bajwari Prabhu. Oh, somebody is honest. A man of integrity. Whatever he says, you can expect him to act the same way. then that is, you can trust. But he's been saying something and he acts otherwise. If there is a hypocrisy, then we lose trust. That's another. So, integrity is one factor. Competency is another factor. But do we not trust someone who is not competent? We trust to be him to be incompetent. We can trust someone to be incompetent. If he says, I am incompetent, but character and competence, there are two things. Basically, integrity is about character and efficiency is about competency. So, we can accordingly trust that person. In this regard, okay, but to deliver the goods, sorry. So, predictability, integrity, competence, anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Pardon? Yeah, how strongly he follows something that are trustworthy. So, how is that person connected to trustworthy sources? Trustworthy information in the form of Shastra. Everything that he does is according to the scripture. There is backing up of scripture. Trustworthy people, sadhus, and trustworthy representative, the guru. So, guru, sadhu, shastra. To the extent his or her words, thoughts, and actions are in alignment with trustworthy sources. To that extent, one can be trusted. Because it is in alignment with the trustworthy sources. So that is, yeah, the fourth aspect that you can. Yes, Keshav Chandra. When you love somebody, yeah, when you love someone, then even sometimes unpredictable, sometimes doubt the competency, sometimes even whether it is shastric, still there is a little element of danger there. You know, because love means putting your heart. So when you give your heart somewhere, trusting means basically heart. You know, when a child is totally asleep, peacefully asleep on the lap of his mother, thinking, his mother will not kill me when I am asleep. When you are sleeping in a hotel or in a train, when some sound comes, first thing you see inside the under the chair, whether your luggage is there or not. Because you know, you are sleeping in a place where you can't trust the next person. But when you are sleeping at home, every time you don't get up and look around, everything is hopefully not. That's because you trust. Everything is, there are people whom I love, and they love me. So, love and trust. You can love someone, but trusting comes. Okay, the next question. How does trust develop? When actually, in our day-to-day exchanges, trust is lost or trust is developed. In our day-to-day exchanges. Someone tells you he'll come at 2 o'clock. And then, predictable that he will come at 3. So you know, with this particular aspect, he can't be trusted. With time, with delivering. Tailors, very difficult to trust. They tell you, we will deliver you this kurta and dhoti stitched 2 o'clock on Saturday. Of course they deliver at 2 o'clock, probably the next Saturday. So, in our day-to-day exchanges, every action, word, thought, etc. is actually gradually giving us that trust. So that is the first part of trusting. And then he says how this trust, how he has developed, because he is seeing you are now continually performing sacrifices on altars of gold, utilizing. You can trust something valuable with someone when you know that person will not only keep it safe but multiply it and give you back probably. Why don't you trust? Surely you will trust. So similarly, in one sense, Mother Earth is the Lord's consort, Bhudevi. And he has entrusted, just like a father when he is about to leave his body, hands his wife, your mother, to the hand of the eldest son and says, please take care of her nicely, the way I took care of her. There should never be tears in her eyes. Even if it is, it should be only thinking, I wish your father was here to share this wonderful moment. Not that I wish he was there, no, these things wouldn't have happened. So similarly, the Lord has trusted his energy, Bhudevi, in the hands of people whom he trusts. Bhudeva or Naradeva. Bhudeva means the Brahmanas and Naradeva means the Kshatriyas. Who hands over? Okay. Or his mission in the hands of whom he trusts. That's why the whole Mahabharata war was fought. So before the Lord departed, he handed over the whole control of the affairs of this planet in the hands of his trustworthy people who had demonstrated in all stressful and challenging situations their control of the mind and their control of the senses to the higher principle of dharma. So that's a big responsibility when this jewel is handed over. Jewel means something that is very dear to our heart. It's like a jewel. In Kannada, the child is called Kanmani, the jewel of the eyes. Right? For a mother, her child is Kanmani. Kan means eyes and Mani means jewel. So Satrajit handed over his daughter Kanmani, Bhamamani. Actually she is called Bhamamani also. Not only is Samantakamani but Bhamamani he handed over to Krishna. But somehow he was attached to the other money. So and they are meant to protect. How? It is described in the Bhagavad Gita in the 3rd chapter, text 9 to 16, and 4th chapter from 16 to 24. The whole spirit of yajna. Yajna or sacrifices, as mentioned here, is actually meant to bring the earth to its natural constitutional position. Mother Earth had fallen down when it was exploited. When something is exploited, it falls down. So during the time of Hiranyaksha, it was exploited. The so-called kings became burden. So when people go against dharma, Mother Earth becomes burden. And she had fallen into the Garbhodaka ocean. And because nobody else was able to do it, handle it, personally, the Lord himself came as Varahadev. In fact, Varahadev is referred to as Yajnamurti. His every hair on his body is compared to one each yajna. So through the principle of yajna, Mother Earth was brought back to her constitutional position and placed in its position. Similarly, again and again Srila Prabhupada, whenever the principle of yajna comes, he says, in Kali Yuga, the yajna is Harinam Sankirtan, Sankirtana yajna. So this mission is very interesting. This mission was also handed over to Sun God, and Sun God handed it to Manu and Ikshvaku. This message, the mission of God, which is very, very valuable, Imam Vivasvate Yogam. And Vivasvan handed it to Manu, Manu to Ikshvaku, Evam Parampara Praptam. Now, Sa Kalene Mahata Yoga Nashta. So Mahaprabhu came himself to give the process and gave us the jewel of Namachintamani. And now, and actually the fact is, it is this yajna which will bring back the original glory of Mother Earth. If everyone's consciousness is also, similarly our situation is like that. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtakam explains, our natural position is Kinkaram. But now, Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budhav. Our consciousness is also fallen, and therefore, in one sense, Mother Earth is today fallen in Bhavam Budhav, in the ocean of Bhava Sagar. And therefore, please elevate us. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrisham. Place me back at the, in my natural position at your lotus feet. So, this mission also, through the sun god, has been handed over to trustworthy people. The whole parampara is those people who have been trustworthy and who have protected it very carefully. Subrata, a parampara of Subratas. And now it is being handed over. So in parampara, whoever has received this money, Harinam Chintamani, there is great responsibility, because it produces so many benefits. It is a fact. It produces so many benefits, just like Samudra Manthan. So many wonderful things came out. Similarly, this money gives so many benefits. There is a tendency that we may become attached to the benefits, and thus its purpose is defeated. And reluctantly, Krishna has to take it off from their hands. But he may hand it over to only those people who are Subrata and who are utilizing the benefits to continue this, continue to perform. You are performing sacrifices on altar. You are now continually performing sacrifices on altars of gold. Continually performing sacrifice. The continuity itself is the process of yajna. That cycle, you know. Evam pravartitam chakram. Aghayurindriya ramo mogham parthas jivati. So, the cycle to continue, we have to perform and hand it over. And on the altars of gold, of course, the Sankirtan money, Harinam Chintamani, has to be kept on a, actually when the, when a jewel is kept on a gold mount, when you mount jewel on a gold, the gold is glorified and the jewel is glorified. In one purport, Prabhupada says, so when the diamond is placed in a gold ring, the ring is glorified and the diamond is glorified. So similarly, this holy name, Harinam Chintamani, has to be placed on an altar of gold. And that gold is our heart. A pure heart. That's what Mahaprabhu's mission is. To convert the steel heart into a heart of gold. The whole Gundicha Marjan Leela is that. Before bringing Neelamani, Neelamadhav is sitting on Neelamani, this hill, beautiful, to invite him and place it in the temple of our heart. We need to cleanse our heart. And for cleansing, we have to be Subrata, Dridhavrata. Mahaprabhu showed his enthusiasm and patience. Clean it again and again and again. And both can come only when there is nishchaya, there is determination, a faith. Actually, faith is a symptom and determination is its external manifestation. So these are a few thoughts. Hare Krishna. Any question? We can take probably a couple of them. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the suklas. Beneficial for everyone. As you were discussing about the trust factor in the beginning of the class, so sometimes practicing devotee, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have some relationship with the devotees, we understand the philosophy, we start practicing. And in general, I mean, we hear, we get association, we ask questions also, we grow. But sometime in life, we are at crossroads where our own mind and intelligence is not able to figure out what is best for us. And we realize that actually, we may know many people, we may have interacted with many devotees, but we are not very sure that I can really believe him and trust him and apply or take his decision in my life. I mean, what he decides for me, I can accept it. So life becomes very complicated. I cannot figure it out because my mind and intelligence, you know, giving multiple options. I do not trust or believe any person that he is my such a well-wisher. Like you are giving the example of a child and the mother. The child has full trust that the mother will not, you know, kill him or do any harm to him. But we do not have that kind of trust in the devotee community where we are staying. Due to many factors, because of our shortcoming or some lack of investment or something. So how do we go ahead in this kind of situation?
Ultimately it boils down to our sincerity. I remember one time in Pune Yatra, I asked this question to Sulanis Radhana Swami Maharaj. I said, Maharaj, so many decisions we take in our life, but you know, we say Shastra, but sometimes anyone can justify anything according to Shastra. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu once expressed, said, if somebody becomes a lawyer, it's a very good profession in ISKCON. You give me your project and I will get quotes from Prabhupada to prove that it is Shastric. You'll get it. You can hear and there, if you look, and you'll get something. So you can justify anything through Shastra also. Different shlokas for different folks. So something somewhere is there. Then sadhus, Pradyumna Prabhu once expressed, if you wear particular kind of glasses, then you can interpret all the sadhus to sell exactly what you want to hear. And guru may not be available 24 hours a day to make even smallest decisions. So I asked, in our day to day, what to speak of major decisions? If we don't have, or with whatever little available, to the best of our understanding, whatever is available, if we take a decision, how do we know whether Krishna is pleased or whether it is right, whether it will be beneficial? So how do we understand that? So the reply I got was, there is Guru, there is Sadhu, there is Shastra, and there are so many equals you may have, or above you some senior God brothers you may have. So consult them. And then, suppose you hear different things, whatever, then deeply pray to the core of your heart and find out, check whether to make a decision, to choose a particular decision, is there some hidden motivation in your heart? If you are sure, to the best of your understanding, that there is no motivation, I am attached to the doing the right thing. It's not a question, I like this decision because there is some benefit in it. Am I naturally inclined to a decision because, you know, I am motivated because there is something, some comfortable situation or some facility, whatever. Then you take the decision and just go ahead. And whatever the consequence comes, take responsibility. Good, maybe Krishna taught me a lesson. Good enough. It's never a loss. Even at the end of your life, you realize that your whole life went in a wrong decision. You will begin your next life from square one, but where you left off, with a clear understanding. Sometimes we see, who is a Bhrashta Yogi? So many times when I discuss with devotees, even before they came to Krishna consciousness, some things they gut feeling told them, I don't want to do this. I don't want to spend my life like this. Even though they didn't know the principles of Krishna consciousness and Shastric understanding, but something told them, yeah, this is very superficial. I'm not attracted to this. That means somewhere that samskara is deep rooted there, and therefore when next situation comes, you have learned a lesson. And that lesson is imprinted so deeply that next time automatically, you know, he'll come, hey, not again. It's not a loss. Truly speaking, it's never a loss. If we are being sincere, to the best of our understanding, sincerely, we can cheat the whole world, we can cheat ourselves, we can't cheat Krishna. Krishna sees the sincerity of intent. That's what we keep hearing again and again. Krishna sees the intent of our heart. So if the intention is sincere, then it's worth. Actually, each of these realizations of Shastras are like jewels. You have to pay the price. But then, after paying the price and getting it, one should not lose it. One should cherish it. One should preserve it, mount it on an altar of gold and worship it. And use it. Otherwise you lose it. So there is nothing to worry. And amazing, Krishna will send you so many indications. Little indications. If you don't understand, he has to teach the hard way. He'll teach. But first he sends so many indications. But the ego may not be prepared to accept those indications. It could come from a very simple neophyte. Srila Prabhupada, humble enough to accept any good suggestion, came from any place. Somebody tells him, no, I think Swamiji, you are distributing this, but if you put it in a book form and sell it, that will be good. So, my Guru Maharaj is speaking through you. So, we keep our antennas full alert and see wherever it comes from. And with our understanding of Guru Sadhu Shastra, consulting whomever we have any amount of trust, it cannot be that you don't trust anyone, that something is wrong then. Something is wrong. You know, if you have a blue, everything looks blue. No, that's something is wrong then. the mind has convinced us. That's what I said. Pure mind, controlled senses are important. Then, don't worry. So, sukham kartum. Hare Krishna, Shrila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.